the second time that Mr. Msukuma is doing this. During the run-up to the second all-stakeholders conference, in a space of 3 days, he took us to court 3 times, trying to stop the second all-stakeholders conference from happening. He failed because the court threw away his unmeritorious application. He has come back this time with 2 demands. The first demand is that the second all-stakeholders conference has to be redone. He claims that the people who answered questions during the second all-stakeholders conference did not know what they were doing. In other words, they did not know how to answer questions. This is because he has come to a realization that the all-stakeholders conference has not changed anything that was in the draft constitution. In fact, the people have been given a thumbs up to the constitution. All this is expensive stuff. He knows that it is impossible. It is meant to derail the constitution-making process.
When is this case expected to be heard in the High Court?
It will be heard any time from now, because it is an urgent chamber application that he has filed. Once judges are presented with an urgent chamber application, they have to set the matter within a very short period of time, sometimes 48 hours, very latest 96 hours. The design by Mr. Msukuma and those who are helping him is to make sure that the constitution process is stopped so that people go to elections with the longest house constitution, which is the grand design of ZANU-PF.